This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Esther Rakusin. In an online forum this Tuesday, Ithaca City School District officials led a community discussion on how to spend money the district will receive from the Federal American Relief Plan, or ARP. The district is receiving $1.9 million each year until 2024. Some of the ideas put forward focused on how to maximize in-person learning, provide facilities enhancements, and create the new curriculum plan, Learning Forward ICSD. Other areas of discussion were increasing spending on additional special education teachers, summer programming, and educators for inclusion. The Ithaca Voice reports that ICSD also is planning for technology upgrades and increasing the number of social workers and psychologists in the district. The actual plan of how to spend the money will not be solidified until later due to the volatility of circumstances because of the COVID-19 pandemic. ICSD has created a page on its website for further information about ARP. It can be found at ithacacityschools.org/ARP. The 2021 Grassroots Mini Festival begins Friday, July 23rd, and festival organizers are still seeking volunteers to work shifts so that this weekend's concerts can take place as planned. Volunteers can receive tickets in exchange for their time. Grassroots officials told 14850 magazine that volunteers can work 2 4-hour shifts for a weekend pass or 1 4-hour shift for a day pass. The festival is also being opened up to general admission. A severe storm last week destroyed one of the festival's stages, bringing acts onto Grassroots Grandstand stage and the dance tent. Festival attendees who had previously purchased 4-person pod tickets for this weekend's events are being offered refunds. People who are planning to attend this weekend's concerts are being encouraged to purchase single general admission tickets. Camping spaces are also available. For more information, visit grassrootsfest.org. Yesterday, the Tompkins County Health Department released its weekly report of 7 new positive cases and 4 active COVID cases. There is 1 person hospitalized. Today, Schuyler County reports no new COVID cases, with 2 active cases of the coronavirus. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s. Friday night, mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.